Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast, and this is How to Write a Story Part 2. I've already worked on some of my story in class today, and I'm going to show you guys some of it right now. And I used in How to Make a Story Part 1, I told you some ways that you can make your story. And I use those ways to make my story. And my story is a horror story. So here it goes. In the woods. "Dude, let's keep drinking. This party's the bomb," said Chris, who was the maker of trouble and was in high school.
"No, I don't think that's a good idea," said Chris, said Julia, who was Chris's friend. She's the person who kept Chris from getting into a lot of trouble.
"Oh, come on, Julia. Don't be a party pooper," said Chloe. She was Chris's partner in crime.
"Fine," said Julia. So all of them continue to drink and have fun.
"Let's play truth or dare," said Chloe.
"I guess that could be fun," said Chris and Julia. So they went on having fun playing truth or dare. But then Chloe told Julia, "I dare you to go in the woods right there." These woods were called the Creaky Woods.
"But that's where Sarah died," said Julia.
"All right. Well, a dare's a dare, Julia, so just do it," said Chris and Chloe.
So apparently there's a weird girl in their school named Sarah. Sarah was really nice, but everyone saw her as a weird and ugly. Chris and Julia and Chloe used to bully her, this girl, really bad.
"Ugly," said Chris.
"Fat," said Chloe.
"Losers," they all said in unison. They bullied her to the point of suicide.
Sarah went into the woods where Chris and his friends are now, and Sarah hung herself.
"Fine," Julia said. So she went into the woods. A few minutes turned into an hour.
"What's taking her so long?" said Chris.
"I don't know. Let's go look for her," said Chloe. So Chloe and Chris both went to the woods with their phone lights on. They called out for Julia's name many times, but no answer. Suddenly, Chloe stopped.
"Why did you stop?"
They saw Julia, but her head was off and all bloody.
"Julia!"
Chloe screamed. She was crying and screaming. Just then, a shadow appeared. It was a person.
"Miss me?" said the person.
Chloe and Julia both looked shocked, crying, and confused. Then the person looked up. It was Sarah, but with a demonic face.
"Oh my gosh,"
said Chris and Sarah in unison.
And that's where I left off. If you can, like, message me, I think you can do that on there, and share some ways. Like, I want you to tell me, I'm going to give you a moment to tell yourself what I did to make this story. And then after you do that, I'll share the answers. So I'll give you a moment to think about that. Okay, so as you can see, there are some mistakes in here, but that's okay. I started off with an introductory with the characters in kind of the setting where you should be. I introduced Chris, Julia, and Chloe, and where they were at and what they were doing. They were having a party near the woods in this old cabin. And later on, I think the mistake I made was that I put the action in the story too fast. But if you want a good story, I suggest you make it a little bit longer. You have to build on, like how I did. I went to the action and horror industry too fast. But it's supposed to build on, like how Chloe went to the woods, how they were still partying, how they were telling secrets, how how they were talking about the girl who died and started saying more creepy stuff and then going into the woods, finding the girl, and then death. That's how it should be. So I'll go over this and make changes. And this is basically a way you should write a story. And this is for 7th graders. If you're in 8th grade, I suggest that you keep on building up and not get to the action too fast like I did here. I'm not finished with the story, but I will be finished with it tomorrow, maybe. And I will still show you some of the stuff about some of the stuff I wrote. This is the end of the podcast on how to write a story, part 2. And next episode, I will be going over my story and maybe analyzing it and seeing if I made some mistakes. And do some more. And I mean, like, after the whole English portion of this podcast, I will start doing social studies or integrated studies or world history, which is all the same things. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and this is the end of the English lesson, and bye.
Hello everyone, and today's gonna be our English lesson. So I'm just going to share some tips with you that I learned at school today about how to write your story, or story. Like, if any of you guys want to write stories, then this podcast is for you. I'm working on a horror story right now, and I'm going to give you some tips on how to start your story. So first, you want to introduce the characters and their descriptions and kind of like explain what's happening, and then when you get to the climax, I think, and then when you get further into writing, it will have more drama in it, like more serious, like more the edge of your seat things. And then it will get higher and higher, and then lower until you get to the end of your story. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Bye.